Hello, this is Hilda, your Hilda. Hilda is a podcaster and a storyteller. I felt the need to do a part two of What You Really Want because it seemed as if I had not said quite a bit. The thing is, I think a lot goes on in our minds. Our minds are a constant. It's like a computer or a laptop that is just always on and is hardly ever put in sleep mode or is hardly ever shut down. We're just always wanting things. In fact, everything we do basically is about about our wanting. You want a happy family, happy marriage. You want a good job. It's always about what we want. And it's just that thing inside of us that wants to excel and wants to be perfect, wholesome. You want this perfect partner that will just be right for you, that will be who you want them to be or whatever, and we just keep wanting. So since wanting wanting is the base of our being, then it really is a big deal. I've spoken to in the process of talking to friends, we find that some of the things that we want from our other half or our partners, we rarely get to say. I think for us African women, this goes back to the way we were raised. For the most part, a lot of us, people in my own generation, we were raised to obey. We were raised not to question our parents and, you know, aunties and uncles and all of that. And this somehow has played out in our lives in the sense that we may have a tendency to just accept what is going on in a relationship. This is not to say that we do not express ourselves and say, oh, I don't like the red dress, I like the... No, I'm not talking about things like that. I mean, in relationships, there are some things that a woman, an African woman, may feel a little too sensitive to discuss with her husband or her other half because of the assessment or the perception that she has of him. She feels that if I tell him this thing, this is what I really want out of our being together, he may not deliver, or he may wave it away, or he may even get angry. But which one makes more sense? To say what it is you want and maybe get it or not, or to die in silence? Our people here in Nigeria say that a closed mouth is a closed destiny. Having said what you want, and you may have to say what you want more than once, so that, again, you will not be accused of never expressing what it was you wanted and then not getting it. Say what you want. Some people, I'm now talking about men and women, they desire a type of relationship with their spouse, but they're afraid that the other person may not be able to give them what they want, or they don't even want to try, or they are even afraid. Sometimes in a marriage, especially in an African marriage, the husband is this larger-than-life king of the house figure. And, you know, the relationship is almost like a relationship of employment, where one person is the manager and the other person is a team member, and you don't really get to see much. Culture does not encourage you to see much. Culture does not even understand why a woman should have an opinion of her own. So by all means, vocalize, express. Even if you've been in a marriage for a very long time or a relationship, and both of you have rowed your boat in a particular way that you don't like, even if it's 15 years or 20 years or even 25 years, you should still come out and say what it is you want. You should live the way you want to live. Because if we do the math, you spend most of your life going to school, you school probably up to in your 20s, and then maybe your mid or late 20s, and then you started working, and you probably work for some time. By the time you're getting to your 40s, your 30s, or your 40s, maybe not, you're a parent, and even if you're not a parent, you're becoming a mature middle-aged person, 40s, heading to your 50s. The question is, how much time do you have left? Definitely, even if you're going to live another 50 years and you're 50 already, that will make you 100. And a 100-year-old would not have the same kind of activity level or even the same level of aspirations. Or the 100-year-old might not even have a partner to talk of. So live a little. What's the worst thing that can happen from being telling your partner what you want and telling them how they make you feel? The most important thing, I think, is to be the best version of yourself. Being the best version of yourself is not, you cannot exist in isolation, you know. Even though it is said often that, oh, happiness should emanate from you and not from other people. It's not external. Happiness is internal. Absolutely, I agree. But people contribute to your level of happiness, whether you like it or not. When your spouse is happy with you and there are no issues or no arguments, there's a certain feeling you leave your home with when you're going out. When you've had a lovely night, there's so much to be happy about the next day. So it does impact our mental health to have a partner that adds to your happiness level. This is why you must say exactly what you want. Maybe your partner has not been doing XYZ the way you want and you've been pretending for so many years. It's time to let them know how it is you want it. Not necessarily telling them that they didn't knock your boots for so many years, but letting them know that you want it in a different way. Because anyway, we change. One day we may like this, tomorrow we may decide we want something else. So if you want to live the life that you truly want, if you want to be fulfilled in this area of your life, be honest and say what you mean. If your spouse scares you, tell them. They probably don't know. And the fact that your spouse makes you feel a particular way and continues to make you feel a particular way is basically your fault. Because if something is being done to you and it is in bad taste or it is hurtful to you and you don't speak, how does the doer of the action know that this thing that is being done is hurting my partner? Even if it is apparent, even if it is quite clear, the other person might use that as something to hide away and as a defense to say, well, I didn't know about this. So vocalize, express, but most importantly, you really go after what you want. So that's my two bits, and that's the end of this podcast. If you want me to discuss a particular topic, you can send me an email at hildasshoulderforyou@gmail.com. Hilda's shoulder is spelled HILDASHOULDER. The 4 is number 4, that's figure 4, and the U is not YOU, but U, letter U. So hildasshoulderforyou@gmail.com. You can also make a comment here on this platform if you want to make a contribution.